Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska Electric Light and Power reports a power outage in Douglas this hour. About 2,000 customers were reportedly affected. AEMP says crews are on the site looking into the outage and investigating the cause. The U.S. House has stripped a relief bill of money for the fishery disaster in Alaska. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the outlook is not much better in the Senate.
The House passed the second round of an aid package. It passed an extension of the flood insurance program earlier this month. Most of the money will be sent to the northeast states devastated by Hurricane Sandy that struck in the fall. Republicans in the House whittled away at the fishery disaster money in the bill.
I was not surprised, and very frankly, it probably didn't belong in this bill.
Representative Don Young voted for it anyway. Republicans in the House cut funding for fishery disasters in Alaska, Mississippi, and the Gulf Coast from $150 million down to just $5 million. And now the money will just go to the Northeast, something Congressman Young says is the right thing to do.
No way that we were going to be able to tack that fishery money onto Sandy. And the Senate did that, yes, but it wasn't going to fly in the House.
The Senate did that in December. But the House failed to act on it before the last Congress finished its term, so any work up to that point was rendered moot. And now it's the Senate's turn to pass the House bill. Senator Mark Begich, who initially requested $45 million in fishery aid for the state, says he'll likely vote for whatever comes to the Senate.
The process now in this country is you may have a disaster. If it's declared, we may or may not help you, but fend for yourself. That's not how this country is built.
Both Senator Begich and Congressman Young say the money will have to go through the normal appropriations process later this year, meaning Congress will have to fund the appropriate agencies at a level that can pay for the disaster aid. But that could be a tall order. The Senate has not passed a budget in 3 years. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
Juneau's Ruben Yost is the new chief of the state ferry system, but he'll only spend about half of his time on the job. Transportation Commissioner Pat Kemp named a longtime department employee to the deputy commissioner post yesterday. Yost will be in charge of the marine highway system, but he also oversees measurement standards, commercial vehicle enforcement, and special projects. Yost says the structural changes will shift some responsibilities to Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey. He's been in that position for about 8 years. Yost replaces Mike Newsell, who was in charge of just the ferry system for about 2 years. Yost has been overseeing a number of transportation projects, including the Juneau Access Project that would build a road north out of Juneau to a shuttle ferry terminal across Lynn Canal from Haines. He began his 18-year state career as an environmental analyst and manager. He's been the Southeast Regional Director of Construction, Maintenance, and Operations.
I've kind of been involved in all areas of the Department of Transportation in terms of types of projects and different modes, you know, rural airport projects, highway projects, and some marine projects.
Before moving to Juneau, Yost commercial fished out of Pelican, where he served as mayor. He also worked as a teacher. His degrees are in industrial education and zoology. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies and a chance of rain and snow for today. Temperatures between 30 and 36 degrees.